Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First off, your reaction to the arrest of Michael DeBucky.
I am grateful for the swift work of the Buffalo Police Department, which apprehended Mr. Charles DeBucky, who is a notorious slumlord in the Allentown neighborhood for well over 2 decades. And Mr. DeBucky owns properties that are found on St. Louis Place, Johnson Place, and Maryland in Cottage, and other places in Allentown. And if you're a neighbor of these properties, you've seen them crumble, be blighted, and be a threat to public safety, where people have been found deceased on the properties, people that are openly using drug use, vagrancy, and they've been a threat to the neighborhood for quite some time. And as people will find out, he's evaded the laws and open search warrants or warrants for his arrest for many years. And it's nice to now finally report that he is going to be facing some form of accountability. But I also want to explain to people, too, that there will be a parallel track where the city of Buffalo is going to take these two properties into Supreme Court to advance abandonment proceedings on these properties to take them away from a extremely negligent landlord. And I want it further known is that this new administration, as well as myself, are taking a new approach, and slumlords who are holding back the city of Buffalo for quite some time, and we are not going to allow others to ruin our neighborhoods on the backs of the neighborhoods.
What's the new approach that the city is taking?
Now we are using new tools such as receivership, abandonment, and other areas where we are able to take people to court and hold them to a higher accountability than housing court, and also upping up the neighborhood patrols that Mayor Scanlon has initiated, and making sure that if you have an open arrest warrant, that you can't just evade the laws. And this neighborhood policing approach, I believe, is what was able to apprehend Mr. DeBucky, who ultimately seemed for many years to evade the laws of the city of Buffalo.
In your mind, how notorious was Mr. DeBucky?
Mr. DeBucky was probably second to Daryl Carr, one of the most notorious slumlords in Allentown. He acquired many properties in now very desirable neighborhoods years and decades ago, and he has left them in disrepair for many decades and has paid his taxes to avoid foreclosure, and he's evaded the laws in neighborhoods that he put in jeopardy in public safety, especially on 2 St. Louis Place, where vagrancy, open drug use, a dead body was found. And anybody that knows about vacant and abandoned structures, it takes one hot plate, one cigarette, one person, and that building lights up in fire and jeopardizes the safety of first responders and the neighborhood. And these are neighborhood issues that Buffalonians face every day. And I always say, you know, imagine having to live next door to that. No one should have to be able to deal with that. And no one should have to feel like they have to move out of the city of Buffalo or neighborhoods that they love because of one negligent person.
One property in particular was St. Louis Place. Not too far from there is where the couple was killed. How much of an influence do you think that may have played in the murders?
So, to St. Louis Place has been a vortex of vagrancy for so long, and Allentown and certain sections of the area have faced, you know, serious vagrancy that has been open drug use, vacancy and abandonment, and that type of negligence, and it really heightened the anxiety of neighbors when two individuals that were beloved by the community were found murdered across the street. And so we don't know if there's a direct connection, but it is only a few doors down. So the close proximity to the vagrancy and the abandonment and blight at 2 St. Louis just heightens that already anxiousness that neighbors had.
How hopeful are you that the properties he had can be back up to code?
I do not have any faith that he personally will be bringing any buildings up to code. I think that the only remedy is him first to face accountability for his structures, and the second is that the courts need to find a legal avenue to be able to get these properties out of his hands and into somebody that is responsible and who will bring them up to productive use and not threaten the health and safety of blighted properties surrounding the Allentown neighborhood.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.